In his regular column Daddy Issues, dad of one Matthew Baxter Priest tackles the perils and pleasures of fatherhood. This week, he considers the diet dilemma. When I asked my daughter the other day what her favorite food was, she blurted out, "Chicken nuggets!" Now, as this is genuinely a top three answer for pretty much any six-year-old, along with ice cream and popcorn, there should have been nothing unusual about it. Except that my daughter is a vegetarian. In Western culture, it is not traditionally the done thing to raise your kid as a vegetarian, and even when it is often seen as part of a quirky, woke lifestyle where, you know, people make their own clothing and brew their own chemical-free washing detergent. But don't worry, Boomer. For the tape, I'm pretty rubbish at sewing. It is true that when Molly's mother and I agreed to raise her without eating meat, we were met with plenty of vacant smiles and silent disapprovals. You could practically hear the creaking of people's eyebrows as they ascended towards their hairlines. You could hear people chewing back the same sentence that was ready to projectile out of their mouths. "Kids should have a healthy, balanced diet," they would say, or want to say, but not to our faces. I think we're all pretty versed by now in understanding that kids need a balanced diet, and a healthy one at that, as we all do. There are many alternatives to meat when it comes to getting essentials like protein and iron from our diet. And we are currently in a period of human history where there are more options and more acceptance for non-carnivores than ever before. I mean, at last check, there were 11 different plant-based alternatives for cow's milk. Although, since I probably started talking, there's no doubt a new powdered legume option that has been taken to market via some kind of, disruptive coffee shop / organic haberdashery. For context, my ex-wife is a vegan. I am not. I am a I'll try everything at least once kind of eater. And full disclosure, when I'm at a brunch, that policy often manifests itself all together on the same plate. It's a disaster for my digestive system. A delicious disaster. Ultimately, the reason for starting our kid off as a vegetarian was not one of limiting the things that she could eat, but empowering her to choose what she wants to add to her diet as she grows up. It's adding rather than taking away. The idea is hardly a radical one. Yes, sure, as any parent will agree, it's hard enough to get your young kids to eat their meals at the best of time, even when you have every part of nature's vast pantry at your disposal. But I believe its success comes from adjusting it as you go. For example, we introduced fish into the mix pretty early on. And ultimately, the goal is to have your kid lead the decision-making process as they grow up. Human culture is in a confusing state at the moment. In some parts, we're tearing down segmentation and categorization, like the rise of gender fluidity in clothing and fashion. While in others, we are building new ones to increase inclusivity and awareness. Nowhere is this more prevalent than when we talk about diet. It's where standard terms like veganism and paleo are now being joined by new ones, like Sustarian, climatarian, climavore, reducedarian, regenivore. Google them. It's confusing for adults, let alone kids. Ultimately, taste is individual, and the ability to choose the path you take is as crucial a part of life as discovering what your passions are. As parents, it is our responsibility that our children grow up healthy and happy. Part of that responsibility is setting up the parameters in which they can explore, experiment, and expand. It is in here where they learn the skills to deal with life's little and big lessons, even if those lessons come in the box of chicken nuggets. Matthew Baxter Priest is dad of daughter and editorial director of Esquire GCC. You can follow him at Mr. Pika on all social media. This show was written and recorded by Matthew Baxter Priest, and the music comes courtesy of Epidemic Sound.